This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. The Warrior Mind Podcast is brought to you by Qualia, advanced mental nutrition to immediately enhance focus, energy, and mood while supporting long-term brain health. Become remarkable. Go to warriormindcoach.com/neurohacker, that's with a capital N, and use code WMC to receive a 15% discount. This is episode 366, and today we're going to be talking about 20 mental strength character traits. Now, our character is basically who we are, how we move through life, how we conduct ourselves in different situations. Our character is made up of several traits. In this particular case, I'm going to go over 20 of them. So what I'm going to do is go over these 20. I may spend a little bit more time on some than others, but what I'd like you to do is, if you can, is write these down or go to the site, warriormindcoach.com/blog, copy and paste these into a piece of paper, print them out, and then start to score yourself on these. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well are you doing on these things? And this would be a really good beginning place to look at for your personal development in 2018. Because your character, you take your character where you go regardless, in your relationships, in your work, in life, in your friendship, into the gym. Your character is always there. And if these are 21, these are 20 traits that we're going to go through that I think are really important that'll help you move through life with ease and confidence. So with that, I'm going to get going. So I want you to think about these on a scale of 1 to 10, and you'll notice that each of these are connected. They're not independent, so there's a synergy between all of them. One helps the other supports the other. So these aren't just, you know, a checklist, a to-do checklist, but they all are integrated, which make up your character. So the first one is integrity. And integrity is having strong moral principles and core values, and then conducting your life with those as your guide. So obviously what we need to know is, what are your moral principles and what are your core values? Many people do not know what they are consciously. They think they do, but what happens then is they are put into a specific environment or specific situation and they act one way. And then they're put into another situation and they act a different way, which goes contrary to what they did the first time. And this can lead to some unconscious confusion in us. If we having two sets of values depending on where we are, that creates a bifurcation within us, and it creates a split within us, and we tend to feel not in alignment, not within integrity, because we developed two sets of rules or three sets of principles and values depending on the circumstance that we go into. Now, that's not true integrity. And so I know this is challenging. I'll be the first to admit that I'm guilty of this to some extent, but depending on how severe, you know, the environment is or what your core values are, it could create some real disturbance in your life. So take a look at integrity. Again, it's basically, what would you do if nobody was watching? And that nobody watching could be your spouse, it could be your church leader, it could be a teacher, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be a spouse, you know, whatever it might be. But what would you do if they were not watching? And then what would you do if they were watching? If you have two different behaviors, you may want to just take a deeper look in that. Which brings us to number two, honesty. So, right, we have to be honest with ourselves about that behavior. And honesty is more than telling the truth. It's living the truth. And that truth is part of your integrity, right? So your truth is your integrity. And it's being straightforward and trustworthy in all of your interactions, your relationships, and your thoughts, right? So being honest requires self-honesty and authenticity. Then we move to loyalty. Now, loyalty is a faithlessness and devotion to your loved ones, to your friends, and anyone with whom you have a trusted relationship. It can also extend to your boss, your employer, you know, your organization, but that loyalty is important for a good character, right? When people can depend on you and you show this loyalty by living it, right? So when we talk about living your truth, this is part of that. So you have this loyalty. So how loyal, I mean, are you friends with somebody when it's convenient? Are you friends with somebody when it's not convenient? How loyal are you? And this makes up a good character. Then we move to respectfulness. You treat yourself and others with courtesy, kindness, deference, dignity, and chivalry. Do you do that? And so you offer a basic respect as a sign of your value for the worth of that person, right? So how you treat that person is how you respect them. If you treat them poorly, you're basically saying, I don't respect you at all. But respectfulness, everybody, we can respect everybody. We may not respect what they do or their behavior, but they are a human being and we can respect them for being a human being. We can respect them for where they are in the world and what they're going through, because everybody's going through different things at different times. And when we can respect where they are, we then can be loyal and honest with them. Next one is responsibility. So responsibility is that you accept personal, relational, career, community, and societal obligations, even when they are difficult or uncomfortable. And I've talked about responsibility before, and you are responsible for your results, changing them, or how you respond to them. So you follow through on your commitments. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. Even if it's saying it to yourself, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, you do it. I'm going to meet somebody for coffee, you do it. You don't cancel. You show up on time. This is all part of being responsible. It's following through on this commitment. If you can't make that commitment, don't make it. So when you make the commitment to be at some place or to do something, you do it. Number six is humility. You have confident yet modest opinion of your own self-importance. You don't see yourself as too good or above other people, but you have a learning and growth mindset and the desire to express and experience gratitude for what you have rather than expecting you deserve more. Humility is a tough one sometimes to go through, because often people, you know, when I work with them, they do have humility, but then they turn down the accolades or recognitions that come their way because they think that it goes against being their humility. And so this is a challenging one where a coach can really help you dive deeper into it. So I'll just leave it there. We'll probably discuss this in a different podcast. Compassion. You feel deep sympathy and pity for the suffering and misfortunes of others. You have a desire to do something to alleviate their suffering. So when you can really feel, right, and this gets back to, you know, all the other things we've just talked about, your values, right? If you have integrity, part of your values is understanding people, when we can have sympathy for somebody when they're going through a really difficult time, and we may not like the behavior that created their suffering, but it doesn't mean that we can't be compassionate and understanding of that. Next one is fairness. Using discernment, compassion, and integrity, you strive to make decisions and take actions based on what you consider the ultimate best course or outcome for all involved. Fairness. Most of the time, many people feel what is fair is based on what's good for them. We have to look at what's good for everybody, right? The needs of the one or the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. You know, that's from Star Trek. And we can take this and look at that, because fairness, we go, well, it's not fair to me, but if whatever you're doing may be fair to your family. And so this is where we get back to selflessness. So we want to take a look at being fair within all our actions. Forgiveness. is forgiveness. This is huge. Forgiveness is to make a conscious and intentional decision to let go of resentment and anger towards someone for an offense, whether or not forgiveness is sought by that offender. This is really, really tough. Forgiveness may or may not include pardoning, restoration, reconciliation, but extends both to others and to oneself. This is tough. I will admit that sometimes I have a challenge with what forgiveness really is, because if somebody has done us wrong, there's an energy with the behavior. The behavior will most likely stay in our memory the whole time. I mean, for a long time, depending on how severe it is. So what we want to do is let go of the energy that's associated with that. Because we can still have a memory of the event, but if it's a neutral energy, we're able to forgive. So we want to be able to forgive. And one of the best ways to work through forgiveness is the Hawaiian process of Ho'oponopono. And I find that to be very, very helpful. There are other great guided meditations on helping with forgiveness. It is truly a lifting experience. When you can truly get to a point where you forgive someone, you will feel that weight lifted off you, and you will be able to move into that relationship. Perhaps, you know, the decision is, do you still want to have that relationship? Maybe once you forgive, you can start a different relationship. Maybe once you forgive, you don't need to go back to that relationship. But taking a look at forgiveness, and most likely you score yourself on a 1 to 10 here. If you're doing above 5, that is awesome. Number 10. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop at number 10, and then I'm going to pick up next week and finish out these 20. I thought I was going to go through 20. I thought I was going to go through it pretty quick, but I'm finding that I'd like to talk a little bit more about the next 20 and perhaps review these beforehand. So what I'm going to do is end with this one, which is authenticity. And you are able to be your real and true self without pretensions, posturing, or insincerity. I mean, this is huge, right? You are capable of showing appropriate vulnerability and self-awareness. Authenticity. Wow. I mean, how can you, being true, showing your true self, that's sometimes very tough for us to do, because we don't want to be vulnerable, and being authentic is also being vulnerable, because if we're vulnerable, we're most likely afraid of being judged on that vulnerability, and we put on this facade, which is not our authentic self. And so what I'd like to do is just challenge you now to go to these 10. I'll just review the 10 right now. The first one is integrity, then honesty, then loyalty, then respectfulness, then responsibility, then humility, compassion, fairness, forgiveness, and authenticity. Take a look at these. Go back to the site, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Print these out. Score yourself on a 1 to 10. And then I'll get back to the next 20. You do the same thing. That will give you a really good roadmap to start working on for your personal development in 2018. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.